This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue workers searching through the debris of a collapsed condo building in a Miami suburb claim they heard sounds in the rubble overnight, as officials on Friday raised the number of unaccounted people from 99 to 159, and the confirmed death toll went from 1 to 4. Miami-Dade's mayor says 3 more bodies were pulled from the wreckage overnight. Another person was reported to have died on Thursday. A Miami-Dade fire official says they heard sounds in the rubble overnight, but said it could be either falling debris or potentially people tapping. On Thursday, search teams detected sounds of banging and other noises, but no voices coming from the mounds of debris. Early that morning, a large section of the Champlain Towers South condominium in Surfside, Florida, fell to the ground. Footage captured by a security camera nearby shows an entire side of the building suddenly folding into 2 sections, one after the other, throwing up clouds of dust. It's not known what caused it, although local officials say the 12-story tower was undergoing roof construction and other repairs. Emergency workers and residents combed through wreckage in southern Czech Republic on Friday after a tornado ripped roofs off buildings and sent cars flying through the air, killing at least 5 people and injuring hundreds. The tornado hit towns and villages along the Slovak and Austrian borders on Thursday evening, and a Czech television meteorologist says it may have reached wind speeds above 332 kilometers per hour or 206 miles per hour. One man recounted taking shelter with his 11-year-old son after spotting the tornado minutes before it hit. Quote, "It was unbelievable. I saw a car flying and dogs flying." Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department will file a lawsuit on Friday challenging the state of Georgia's election law that imposes new limits on voting, saying that it infringes on the rights of black voters, Attorney General Merrick Garland said. The Georgia law, which also bans the distribution of water or food to people waiting on long lines at polling places, is one of a wave of new measures passed by Republican-controlled state legislatures this year, fueled by former President Donald Trump's false claims that his November election defeat was the result of widespread fraud. The lawsuit is the first of many actions the department plans to protect Americans' right to vote, Garland said. It will also be offering new guidance on post-election audits following a wave of challenges to the results of the 2020 supporters by Trump supporters, and issues to the FBI and federal prosecutors new directions to prosecute threats to election workers. U.S. President Joe Biden meets Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war and government forces struggle to repel Taliban advances. The Oval Office meeting may be as valuable to Ghani as for symbolism as it is to the U.S. because it'll be seen affirming Biden's support. The United States on Friday piled pressure onto the Polish government to scrap a bill that critics say will make it harder for Jews to recover property seized by Poland's Nazi occupiers during World War II and then kept by post-war communist rulers. Poland's lower house of parliament on Thursday passed a draft bill introducing a statute of limitations on claims for the restitution of property, drawing a furious response from Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, who labeled it a disgrace. Poland was home to one of the world's biggest Jewish communities until it was almost entirely wiped out by Nazi Germany during the wartime occupation. Jewish former property owners and their descendants have been campaigning for compensation from Poland since the fall of communism in 1989. But the law sets a deadline at 30 years. Critics say the bill would prevent some claims for restitution or compensation for property unlawfully taken by Nazi Germany and then subsequently seized by communist Poland. And Russia is facing a surge in COVID-19 cases authorities blame on the Delta variant and slow progress in vaccinating people. Deaths have hit a new record in Moscow on Friday. Officials are struggling to compel people to get inoculated with slow demand, even as cases spike this month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.